Padhavat Kamsad Bhita Suvismita. Please chant. Sri Shuka Uvacha. Hare Krishna. That's okay. Anybody else? Thank you. Shri Shuka Uvacha. Shri Shukadev Goswami said, Atha, after this, offering of prayers by Vasudev, Enam, this Krishna, Atmajam, their son, Viksha, observing, Mahapurusha Lakshanam, with all the symptoms of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, Devaki, Krishna's mother, Tam, unto him, Krishna, Upadhavat, offer prayers, Kamsad, of Kamsha, Bhita, being afraid, Subhismita, and also being astonished, by seeing such a wonderful child. Translation. Sri Sukadev Goswami continued, thereafter, having seen that her child has all the symptoms of Supreme Personality of Godhead, Devaki, who was very much afraid of Kamsa and unusually astonished, began to offer prayers to Lord Krishna. Please repeat. Sri Sukadev Goswami continued, thereafter, having seen that her child had all the symptoms of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Devaki, who was very much afraid of Kamsa and unusually astonished, began to offer prayers to the Lord. The purport by His Divine Grace, Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada Ki Jai. The word Subhismita, meaning astonished, is significant in this verse. Devaki and her husband Vasudev were assured that their child was the Supreme Personality of Godhead and could not be killed by Kamsa. But because of affection, as they thought of Kamsa's previous atrocities, they were simultaneously afraid that Krishna would be killed. This is why the word Shubhismita has been used. Similarly, we are also astounded upon thinking of whether this movement will be killed by the Asuras or will continue to advance without fear. Hare Krishna. In the Krishna book, chapter 3, Srila Prabhupada begins writing the quotation from Bhagavad Gita, wherein Srila Prabhupada says, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that anyone who understands the activities, the appearance, the birth of Lord Krishna will be transferred to the spiritual world. So that is the verse from Bhagavad Gita. Who knows? Thank you. Wonderful. Janma karma cha me divyam evam yo vetti tattvata tyaktva deham punarjanma naiti maham eti shorjuna. And then Prabhupada, in one of the lectures, he describes that in this material body, we have the great troubles, such as janma mrityu jara vyadhi dukkha dosha anudarshanam. So we have to take birth, and we have to die, we have to get old, and we have to be inflicted with so many horrible diseases in this body. So Srila Prabhupada explains that the scientists have been advancing in their knowledge. They have been promising that we can stop death, but so far there is no solution to death. So many hospitals, so many this and that, that there is no cure for death. So Krishna has given here a very simple solution. It seems to be simple, that anyone who understands Krishna's birth, appearance and activities, evam yo vyakti tattvatah, Srila Prabhupada, life, actually one who understands this, not only knowing that Krishna's birth, appearance and activities are transcendental, how they are transcendental, and in what sense they are transcendental, how it makes his activities transcendental, his birth, appearance transcendental, is that we know factually, then we are the knower of the truth, that we know the appearance of Krishna, we know who is Krishna. In the previous purport, Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport that Vasudeva knew who Krishna was. Vasudeva knew who Krishna was. And he prayed. At the same time, they are afraid. Because Vasudeva mentioned that Kamsa is an uncivilized guy, uncivilized person. He has no sentiment. He has no sentiment that this little child I must not kill. So he will come. If he gets to know this little child, and of course this is the eighth child of Devaki, if he gets to know, he will come and kill. So they're afraid. There's a fear there. So here in this sloka, the first word is atha. Atha means thereafter. What is so far? So far, Vasudev was praying. Vasudev saw the Krishna, you know, the Krishna's appearance, how he appeared. Vasudev saw, and he understood. He understood this to be Supreme Personality of Godhead. But at the same time, he understands this is my child. This is my child. And you can imagine how he is going through. You know, when you have a child at home, you celebrate. You celebrate some function, some ceremony. Further in the chapter 5, when we get to know, we will know that when Nanda Maharaj got to know that he had a child, his child was born. When Nanda Maharaj got to know his child was born, he didn't go to see what kind of child it was. He was so happy. He was so happy that he went to take bath, and then he decorated himself, and then, you know, then he went to his kul guru, Shandilya Muni, and then requested, "Please come to our house. My child is born. I've got a child. Please come and chant some mantras. Swasti Vachanam." So Vasudeva is thinking, what can I do? I'm so unfortunate. You know, Prabhupada mentions that Vasudeva humbly thinking that he is unqualified of this position. But he's thinking, I'm not qualified because I'm in such a condition. My child is born, but I can't do anything. I can't do anything. I can't invite priests. I can't, you know, have a function. But then, you know, he's thinking so much as a Kshatriya. You know, it's a great thing to have a child in a Kshatriya. They could, you know, they could make a big function and give charity. Thinking all of these, Vasudev became overwhelmed. What can I do? I'm caught here inside the prison. Unfortunately, the Lord has to appear in my house right here in the prison. So in this way, thinking Vasudeva, mentally he did that, you know, millions of cows donated in charity to the Brahmins, in the mind. And if you have studied Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, how that works, you know, you do in your mind. If you have sincere devotion to Krishna, if you have sincere bhava, the feelings to Krishna, even if you do from mind, activities in mind, that comes out to be true. And you know the story of that Brahmana cooking sweet rice? He was cooking sweet rice in the mind. Everything happened in the mind. Nothing was physically around. In the mind he was cooking sweet rice. And he was checking when the fish rice was done. He checked and his finger burned because it was too hot to offer. So it is said, I forgot this exact quotation, it is said in some places that in Kali Yuga, this is special facility for us, that if we do pious activities in mind or anything good in mind, that works really, you know. That is why we pray for the devotees, you know. Devotees are in trouble, in difficulties. We pray in our mind. We may not be able to go to temple or do really, you know, physically, but in our mind we pray, and all these collective prayers really give the benefit to devotees, to the person in concern. So Vasudeva mentally gave in charity. And then he started observing this child, such a wonderful child. Tamadbhutam balakam ambujekshanam chaturbhujam. He says he has such a wonderful child. I never seen such a child taking birth in this material world. And before his birth, we can see how Krishna came, you know. How Krishna came, as one previously it is mentioned, Bhagavan api Vishwatma. Vishvatma, he is the soul of every living entity. Bhaktanam Abhayankara, he gives fearlessness to the devotees. Avivesham Sabhagena Mana Anaka Dunduhe. With his plenary portion, he entered in the heart of Vasudev. And from there, he transferred himself in the heart of Devaki. And in the scripture, it is said that the heart of Devaki means the womb of Devaki. So Krishna went directly to the womb of Devaki. And Krishna stayed there, waiting for the proper time. Because he's independent, so he can make his appearance anytime he wants, because he is independent, he is swatantra, sarvatantra swatantra. Nothing can stop him from coming out. So he comes at that midnight, right inside the prison where Vasudev and Devaki is. So that is how Krishna came, and it is the similar incidents also mentioned in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, when Lord Chaitanya really, coming to the heart of Jagannath Mishra, and then is going to Shachi Mata. So Sri Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur explains that one must not think that Lord Chaitanya is a human being, or an ordinary human being. Because this is the nature of the transcendental personality. And so now Vasudeva is seeing this form, just now, he has taken birth from Devaki, and he already has so much of long, curly hairs. Not only hair, then there is a helmet on top of it. And not only helmet, there are so many valuable jewels studded in there. And not only helmet, there is the vanamala on his garland. And not only balamala, then there is a kaustuva. All the symptoms that Supreme Personality of God is supposed to have is already there. And we have four hands, chaturbhujam. In this world, anybody takes birth with the four hands, you will be afraid. Why these four extra arms there, Shishupal was like that. He was born with the four hands and three eyes. And mother was scared. Wow, what is that? I never seen four hands. We'll be afraid to see that child with four hands. Not only four hands, every hand has the weapon already ready. Shankha, Chakra, Gada, Padma on those hands. Consul, the club, lotus, and disc. My goodness, the child just born and he already have everything ready. As if he is ready to kill Kamsa right now. Of course, Krishna has a purpose to do that. He appeared in that way to make sure my parents understand how many times I have come as their child. And then Krishna will tell after that, now Devaki is going to pray, and Krishna will tell after that, why I came, I can tell you. I'm already ready to kill Kamsa, so you don't have to worry, you don't have to be feared. So now Devaki is seeing, because first Devaki, of course, even though Krishna didn't take birth as a normal child, and there must not be any fatigue in the part of Devaki, it was called the pain of delivery. There must be, but Krishna made it such a way that Krishna appears and Devaki already, because of tiredness of the delivery, she fell asleep. Or she didn't know what was going on. So meantime, Vasudeva has seen the child and he had prayed his wonderful prayers he offered to Krishna. And the previous shloka was the last one, and then now Sri Shuka Uvacha, Sukadeva Goswami says, that at this time, as soon as Vasudeva finished his prayer, Devaki now noticed there's something going on here. My husband is murmuring. He says something, but I don't know what's going on. Because when Krishna appeared, there was it was called the illumination in the room. You know, the prison house are generally dark. You know, there's not enough light. But Krishna appeared, there was so much light. There was so much light that they couldn't see anything. What is that? What's that? You know, what is there? And finally Devaki could see. Enam Viksha. Now Krishna could see. Mahapurusha Lakshanam. Mahapurusha is referring to Supreme Personality of Godhead. So he can see the symptoms of Supreme Personality of God in this child. This is my child? Devaki is wondering. This is my child? Is this my child? This is the Supreme Personality of God. I can see. This is four hands. You know, all this, the beautiful form, you can see over there. Mahapurusha Lakshanam. All the symptoms of Supreme Personality of Godhead is present in this form. So Devaki suddenly gets up from her bed and then starts to pray, "My Lord." And at the same time she's Bhita. Bhita means afraid. She's afraid of, even though she knows this is Supreme Personality of Godhead, he appeared as my child. Who can kill him? But at the same time, Prabhupada explains here, that both of them simultaneously became afraid of thinking that, what Krishna did so far. Six of the children mercilessly killed by Kamsa. So he may do the same. Kamsad bhita subhismita. So the main point here is the bhaya, bhita. Devaki is afraid. Even though where there is a Krishna, there should be no fear. Apanna samsritim ghoram yannama vivasho grinan. Srimad Bhagavatam, the first canto, first chapter says, anyone who approaches Krishna, or even one utters the holy name of Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, sadyo vimuchyeta, tata sadyo vimuchyeta, he can be free from the fear immediately. Immediately. So where there's, where the question of being afraid? So it's just in Brihad Vaishnava Toshani, Sanatana Goswami explains. See, Krishna made it such a way. Krishna made it that Devaki and Vasudeva be afraid. That Kansa will come and do whatever. So Srila Prabhupada mentions here that Devaki is astonished to see Krishna. That my child, as if she is thinking that what a qualification I had to have a Supreme Personality of God as my child. Subhismita. And when Vasudeva was also, he was also wondering, he was full of wonder. My goodness, the Supreme Lord as my son. So Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur analyzes there are four different types of wonder Vasudeva was going through. And we probably heard that before. I was traveling, so I was not, in these classes. Anyone remember the four wonders that Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur mentions? So the first wonder is that the Lord was not afraid to appear within the prison house of Kamsa. Inside the room in Vasudeva's house, he could appear. It's normal to understand. The child can born. The why Supreme Personality of God is taking birth in the prison house? Why Devaki and Vasudeva was in the prison house? He could wait until they go out. But he was not afraid. Krishna was not afraid to take birth in the prison house of Kamsa. Even though it's the prison house of Kamsa, Kamsa is so cruel, an uncivilized guy. He can come and kill any, kill Krishna anytime. Krishna says it doesn't matter. You know, is it time for me to come? I will come. Hari Bol. Second wonder. Although the Lord is all pervading, He had appeared from the womb of Devaki. Lord is everywhere, right? And Bhagavad Gita, Sri Krishna says, "I am unborn. I am unborn. I don't take birth." But here He makes a show of taking birth. It's another wonder. Why is that unborn has to take birth? Why in the world that the unborn has to put himself as if he is taking birth? So Krishna replies there that Ajopisan Abhyayatma. Ajopisan, even though I am unborn, and Abhyayatma, my body never perishes. Abhyayatma. Bhutanam Ishwaropisan. I am the Ishwar, I am the Lord of everyone, all the living entity. But I take birth. Prakritim Swam Adhishtaya Sambhavami Atma Mayaya. I take birth according to my own desire, according to my own sweet will. I take birth, I appear. So he's taking birth is like Srila Prabhupada explains, Krishna's taking birth here is like the sun rose this morning, right? And it'll be setting. Tomorrow morning again sun will rise. Do we say that this is a different sun? Today just took birth? No, it's the same sun. It's making its appearance and disappearance. So similarly, Krishna appears and disappears. He doesn't take birth. So there, Krishna's birth is, as we say, appearance of Krishna. Appearance of Krishna and disappearance of Krishna. So third wonder is, the third wonder, a child, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is born as a child. A child who has taken birth from Devaki's womb. And not only taken birth, even immediately after birth, he is seen to be decorated so wonderfully. Nothing lacking, If you have any experience, a newborn child, he doesn't have any hair. Maybe there are a few strands hanging in there, And totally naked, no garments, no necklaces, right? No necklaces, and only two little hands, no four hands. So this child, this third wonder says that this child was born so decorated immediately after the birth. But he was, or we can say he was born like that. The fourth wonder is the Supreme Lord, the worshipable deity of Vasudev, yet he has taken birth as his son. His very deity of his worshipable deity, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, has taken birth as his son. These are the four wonders Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur has analyzed. So therefore Vasudev is so jubilant, and Devaki also, she became so jubilant that she started praying to Krishna now, And one of the prayer I liked it very much, I always would like to quote, is so nicely and described here, and Srila Prabhupada in Krishna book as a summary, he says that in this material world every living entity is fleeing from death, from one planet to another, one body to another. Martyo mrityu rubyalabhita palayan lokan sarvan nirbhayam nadyagachat. All the living entities, everyone of us, fleeing from death, afraid of death, running away from death, one planet to another. one planet to another. It means, Srila Prabhupada explains the karmis, they do some pious activities, and as a result of pious activities, they go upper planetary system, Swargaloka, heavenly planets. Wherever they go, they will have thousands of years to live there, and at least for some time they relief from death. And then they go another planet, another pious activity, they go another planet, another place, so one planet to another, is simply fleeing from death. And of course, other, they leave this body and take another body. Vyalabhita Palayan, the death is considered, that is compared as a snake, you know. The snake, now we know that one snake came to take the life of Parikshit Maharaj. The snake is compared to the death. And in Padma Purana it is mentioned, Kala Vyala Mukha Grasa Trasa Nirnasa Hetave Srimad Bhagavatam Sastram Kaloki Rena Vasitam. Srimad Bhagavatam is spoken by Sukadeva Goswami for what purpose? For the purpose of releasing the living entity from the devouring of the mouth of that death-like snake. Death-like snake. So therefore the point comes back that as if we hear Srimad Bhagavatam and if we understand Krishna's activities, Krishna's pastimes, then we can be free from the death. Right? And Devaki very nicely puts on her sloka, Tvat padavjam prapya yadrichayaiva swastha shete mrityurasmadapaiti. If the living entity is a jiva, the jiva simply achieve your lotus feet, your transcendental lotus feet, take the shelter of your lotus feet, then he can be fearless, he can achieve the fearlessness and become free from the death. And Srila Prabhupada explains the word yadrichaya, Devaki is putting on our shloka. Yadrichaya means by the mercy of the Lord. The unlimited living entities are wandering in the material world, Brahmanda Brahmite. Srila Prabhupada mentions also the all these planets, either we go topmost planets or lowest planet, wherever you go, Abrahma Bhuvana Loka Punaravartina, wherever you go, you always have to come back. So there is no cure. So therefore, Brahmanda Brahmite Kona Bhagyavan Jeev, if one becomes fortunate enough by the mercy of Krishna, then Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Bij. By the mercy of Guru and by the mercy of Krishna, one receives the seed of Bhakti Lata, the seed of Bhakti, devotional service. And from then, as he develops the attraction to Krishna, develops his devotional life, mrityurasmadapaiti, swastha sete, one becomes fearless. One becomes fearless because Krishna is my protector, Krishna is my Lord, Krishna is my mother, Krishna is my father. So in this way one becomes free of death, becomes, you know, Krishna is known as Abhay Charana. Bhajahure mana Srinanda Nandana Abhaya Charanaravindare. Abhaya Charanaravinda, the Krishna's lotus feet. As we approach Krishna's lotus feet, we achieve the fearlessness. You know, Krishna's lotus feet are awarding us fearlessness. Therefore, if we be attached to them, then we become free from death. Free from the fear of death. That is the cure. So, there is a story, a devotee in Russia, is a Prabhupada disciple, his name is Anantashesh Navinirupu, you know. Ananta? Ananta Shakti, yeah. Thank you. Shanti. Ananta Shanti. Unlimited peace. Ananta Shanti Prabhu. He worked hard in his devotional life. He's trying to be an example, an ideal devotee. And he went through so many difficulties trying to spread the Krishna consciousness in Russia. After many years of his service, he was afflicted with cancer. And in due course of his cure, finally, and he was told that he will, you know, he has very little time now. Before he passed away, as I heard the story, before he passed away, he opened his eyes and he told the devotees. He told the devotees, you know, Srila Prabhupada is not cheating us. Srila Prabhupada is not cheating us. The process of Krishna consciousness works. The process of Krishna consciousness works. So before he died, he probably have seen Prabhupada in his, you know, probably have seen Krishna even. So that he was expressing his feeling that, you know, my dear devotees, please don't go away. Process of Krishna consciousness works. Then he passed away. So we can see. So from this, we should not take it easy. We should not take it easy. We should not take it granted that Prabhupada has given us. So, you know, we simply do the minimum and move on. We must try. We must strive for the mercy of Krishna. We must strive for the mercy of Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada has gone through so much trouble to establish this Krishna consciousness movement, to establish this Hare Krishna movement, so that devotees can come together and achieve the ultimate goal of life. And Srila Prabhupada mentioned in the last words of the purports here, similarly, we are also astounded upon thinking of whether this movement will be killed by the asuras or will continue to advance without fear. So that is the test. If we are able to cooperate with each and everyone, and so then this movement will go on. But out of pride or out of false pride, if we are not able to cooperate with the devotees in the movement, then there will be the fear that was going to happen. So therefore Prabhupada encourages us to cooperate. Whatever happens, stay in the movement and cooperate. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So any questions, comments in this regard? No comments. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. There is one question coming from the back here. Yes, Prabhu.
Are Gargamuni and
Gargamuni is the Kulaguru of the Yadu dynasty, Kshatriya dynasty. Of course, the Brajavasi Nanda Maharaj is also Yaduvamsi. But because they live in different places as Braja and their occupation is different, so they have Kulguru as Sandilya Muni. Sandilya Muni, I think he is also disciple of Garga Muni. The Sandilya Muni is given the charge of this, you know. Garga Muni. And there is a consideration that if the Sandilya Muni goes to take do the name giving ceremony, then council will. There was a consideration that if even though Krishna and Balaram Vasudeva's son, right? So the Garga Muni should be going to give the name giving ceremony. But if obviously if Gargamuni goes there, then Krishna and Kamsa may doubt as if they are Vasudeva's children. So we have to do something about it. And knowing that Vasudeva secretly mentioned Gargamuni that, you know, please go and do this, but you know, secretly. So Gargamuni went there, and Gargamuni also informed that, you know, you always have tendency to make big out of, you know, any function you do so big, so there'll be problem. So let's do quietly. So in Goshala it is done. Quietly, no people were invited. Just Rohini, Yashoda, Gargamuni, Nandamara. That's four people in name giving ceremony. Otherwise every time they have the whole Brajavasi come, and then we all, you know, big ceremony, big function. So that is there. But Sandilya Muni, of course, when Krishna was born, for the Nanda Maharaj invited Sandilya Muni and his associates to come and do the Swasti Vachanam. But for name giving ceremony, Gargamuni personally went. Is that okay? Thank you. There's another one. Yeah, sang. Okay, do you want to repeat the question? Mike is.
Hare Krishna. Poji, I was wondering if there's any reason that Lord is holding Shankha and Kamala, Padma. I understand that he is holding the chakra to kill and Gada also for similar purpose.
Yes, good question. Shankha the chakra, the disc, as Sudarshan chakra, right? So this is very well known that Krishna release Sudarshan chakra whenever there is really serious, okay? I mean, a serious situation. Now, like we see the Krishna release Sudarshan chakra to finish Dushasan, you know, who was really criticizing and bad-mouthing Krishna in such an auspicious occasion. So that is okay. Then the club, the gada, is also to punish the demons. And what to do with the conch shell and club? And if you know the Krishna as Lord Vishnu came to see Dhruva, when you know Dhruva stopped even breathing. And demigod had a problem with that. They couldn't breathe because Dhruva stopped breathing. And then they went to Lord Vishnu. You know, we can't breathe anymore. What, you know, what's going on? And Lord Vishnu said, okay, that is my devotee who is really severely performing austerity. I will go to see him. And Bhagavatam says, Madhur Vanam Bhartri Didrikshaya Gataha. The Lord went to see Dhruva in Madhuvan. To see if with the desire to see this boy, this devotee. So as he went, Dhruva was so astounded, he stood up with folded hands, but he didn't know what to say. He's a little boy, he'd never been to school. But Krishna understood, the Lord understood, he wants to pray, he wants to offer prayers, but he doesn't know what to say. So the Lord kindly touched his counsel. To the cheek of Dhruva. Then as soon as it was touched, and Dhruva could say so many wonderful prayers. So it gives knowledge. The consul is to give knowledge to devotees. And lotus is for peace. You know? Lakshmi also holds lotus. She holds gold coins in one hand, in another hand she holds peace. You know, if you offer all the gold coins to the service of Lord, then she gives you peace. You know, if you don't offer, if you just use it all the gold coins for yourself, then Krishna will come with a club. Hare Bol. Hare Krishna. Yes.
He was meditating, and. Yes. Then he was struck wonder, and then when he opened, he
said, yes.
So
All wonderful. Thank you. Thank you all. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.